great, great song. Take your Bibles, please. Turn to Psalm 67. It all ties together again. You know, now that I've joined the choir, because I've always loved music and always loved to sing, it's just such a blessing. But our choir songs just inspire me, and I appreciate Brother Paul Hammerstrom and how he leads the choir. He really is excited about the songs, and we get to certain points in the song, and he says, okay. And Paul, you know, he's not bombastic. He's kind of quiet in his own way, but he says, now this right here, this, you know what this means, don't you? They're getting out of prison, you know, and you ought to get excited. And of course, I'm kind of like that anyway. I see it, and we build to that, and so these songs, I keep thinking about that, and I watch Paul as we're singing, and he gets that little grin on his face as it's coming. They're getting out of prison, amen. Paul and Silas, tell your face to smile. It's okay, really. And so all now ever since we started practicing, I was made to praise the Lord. That just keeps going through my mind. I was made to praise the Lord, and I will praise Him. And I keep thinking about Paul and Silas, and I keep thinking about, you know, hey, look, whatever jail you're in, whatever prison you're in, whatever bondage that you have, whatever it is that the devil's done to you, hey, we're going to win this thing. We come out of it, and God knows what's best. That's what Craig just sang about. I want to talk to you, and so all my messages I keep working on, they go along with the song. And so this morning we were made to praise the Lord. That's what I want to talk to you about. Psalm 67, we were made to praise the Lord. Notice what it says in verse 2, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Hey, you know what? The world's not going to praise him. The heathen aren't going to praise him. Who should praise him? We are the ones that have to praise him. And he says, so that that God's way may be known. Can you seriously, the world out there with their drugs and their sex and their alcohol and their crime and immorality and all that junk out there that is going on, I mean, they're miserable, they're not happy, they have nothing to praise or be excited about, and they look at us. Okay, so they say, we don't want what you have, we don't believe what, but they're watching you. They're watching us. They want to know how do they act when they come out of church. Our neighbors want to know how do those people, you know, they're watching us all the time. How do they react to this? How do they act when this happens? What do they do? And you know what they're thinking at work? They want to know. What do you do when things go bad? What do you do when things don't go the way that you think they ought to go? And they're watching. And guess what? That thy way may be known upon the earth, let the people praise thee. God, so that your way can be known, let the people praise your name. Oh, let the nations, verse 4, be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Verse 5, let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. But you look around at the average Christian today, and it's not that way. Sad, isn't it? Like if you could see what I see right now, and I have glaucoma, it's kind of not really that good. But I don't see a whole lot of turned up faces, you know, like this. I see a lot of. It's kind of like we're in a daze. Okay, guess what? Even if it's hot, so what? We should praise the Lord. By the way, in about mid December and first part of January, you were all saying, "Oh, if it were just hot, I'd rather it be hot. Why can't it be hot? All this snow and it's just so hot." And then it gets hot, and it's like, "What is God's problem? What is He doing to us?" Now, I'm not against you fanning yourself. In fact, it reminds me of the old-fashioned way. But you know what? We were made to praise the Lord. You and I were not made to complain. We were not made to gripe. In fact, that is the most abnormal thing for a Christian. It is so abnormal for a Christian to gripe. It is so abnormal for a Christian to complain. We were made to praise God. And the Bible says, after verse 5, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield or increase. We're saying, well, if the crops grow, then I'll praise God. Well, if the weather's what I want it to be, I'll praise God. Well, if we get enough rain, I'll praise God. Well, if it doesn't rain, I'll praise. God says no. He says, praise me, and then I'll bless you. He says, praise me, and then I'll bless you. Verse 7, God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall what? Fear. They shall fear him. Why? Because his people are praising him. And that's what I want to talk to you. We were made to praise the Lord. Father, I pray you'll help us to praise you today. And I'm not talking about getting emotional and talking about our own feelings. I'm talking about just praise that you deserve to receive. You're so good to us. You're always so good to us. Thank you for being our God. And God, we need you. We desperately need you in our country today. We as a church need you. We as Christians need you. Moms and dads need you today. Our teenagers need you. We have some young people who have already gone off to college and some that are going this week. They need you today. God, help us. Help us, Father, to praise you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We get so involved in praising people. You know, we football season's coming up, you know, or we're in the middle of baseball season, and there's people, you know, they know batting averages, they know the ERA of pitchers, they know you know, all these different statistics, and oh, you know, my guy, he's the best, no, my guy's the best, and then we get into the Michigan State versus Michigan, or even bigger yet, the Ohio State versus Michigan, and you know, and oh, you know, well, our quarterback can do this, and we have no problem talking about, but let somebody say it's time to praise God, and folks get, well, you know, we don't want to get too radical on this thing. You know, honestly, we were made. Do you understand how odd it is for the Christian not to praise God? Do you realize how strange it is and how awkward it is for us not to praise the Lord? I mean, sometimes, you know, somebody says, amen, and folks, yeah, oh, but you go to a dumb football, touchdown, yeah, and we do weird stuff and color our hair, well, or our head, whichever we color, and we go through all this stuff, but when it comes to our God, why don't we praise him? Amen. We were made to praise the Lord. Several things I want to show you today. First of all, why we should praise God. Why we should praise God. And a verse that I've used many, many times. You've heard me make reference. Psalm 22, verse 3. Psalm 22 and verse 3. Here's something that just, it makes so much sense to me. And I remember years ago when I saw this verse, Psalm 22 and verse 3. The Bible says so clearly about God, it says, but thou art holy, O thou, that inhabitest the praises of Israel. And I think about that, and I've talked about it before, how God, he inhabits the praises of Israel. In other words, the habitat, what he really likes the best is praise. That's what God's comfortable in. You go to the zoo, and the polar bear, he doesn't like 85-degree temperatures. The polar bear is excited where it's cold. So they make his habitat very comfortable for him. The zoo is one of the best places. You go and you see different animals in their habitat and what they really enjoy. And God says, I enjoy praise. God says, I want you to praise me. God says, I want you to talk about me in a positive way. God says, I will be more comfortable. Hey, folks, do we want him here or not? Do you want him in your life or not? Do you want him in your home or not? Do you want him at school with you or not? I mean, do you want to just go through life without God, or do you want God? And my Bible says, he is the most comfortable in praise. He inhabits the praises of Israel. And you know, I think about when Brenda and I were dating, we just celebrated our 40th anniversary of the day we met. Yes, we do track that. Amen. I mean, wedding day was a good day, but the day that I first saw her was the best day of my life other than when I got saved. Amen. I mean, I'm serious. I think about it often. I know you don't want to hear it. But anyway, the point is that you know, when you were dating, remember way back then? For some of you, that wasn't that long ago, but for some, it's been a day or two. And remember, what'd you like to hear? You like to hear, you're beautiful. Boy, that perfume is so nice. Wow, you look nice today. Right? Isn't that kind of what we say? Y'all are just kind of staring. It drives me, you know, is it that hot still? All right, look. Okay, I'm just going to start preaching. Because if you're not going to respond right, I'll just start preaching. And I'm not going to care. I'm trying to make you happy. But you like to hear good stuff, right? You want to hear good things. I know, I wanted Brenda, when we were dating, I wanted her to say, "Wow, you have a cool car." Amen? I mean, seriously, I'd get in, I'd start it up, and naturally, rum, rum, rum. I mean, it was good. Sounded good. Yeah, my Camaro, it was great when it ran. A lot of times I just sat and went rum, rum, because it didn't have a clutch, and that's all it could do is just go rum, rum. But I threw I don't know how many clutches out of that thing. But we like that. I remember my Monte Carlo. I had a 1970 Monte Carlo. I jacked it up in the back and put the wheels on, all the fancy stuff, chrome. And I mean, I spent hours polishing that thing up, getting that chrome all shiny and pulling up there. And I mean, it was bad. I mean, it sounded good. It was bad. It sounded, you know what I mean. But anyway, and I remember going there and she said, "Wow, you know, I like that. You like that too." By the way, she spent hours and hours and hours in front of, well, I mean, in her case, you only needed a minute, but in front of a mirror, you know? And we fellas, I mean, if we don't say, "You look beautiful," or, "Hey, groovy, babe," you know, far out. But whatever it was, I mean, we want to hear that. But here's something we don't want to hear, okay? We don't want to hear, "I can't believe it took you that long and it didn't make any difference." "Yeah, I took 2 hours washing my car." Really? We don't want to hear that, do we? We don't want to hear griping. We don't want to hear complaining. We don't want to hear negative stuff. Do you think God does? You ever thought about your whole day? You ever thought about your whole day? You know, "It's too hot. Well, now it's too cold. Oh, brother, it's too dark. Well, now it's too light. Well, I wish the sun had come out. It's too hot." You ever thought about your whole day? You ever thought about your whole day at work? "You know, this job stinks. I'm getting tired of this job. I don't like this job. Boy, you know what? I can't believe." And yet you begged God for the job. It sounds like what we read in our Old Testament. Why did we come out of Egypt anyway? Why did we leave Egypt? I mean, we had garlic, leeks, melon, and fishes in Egypt. Why? Oh, don't you remember the whips and the chains and the slavery? Don't you remember begging God to get you out? Isn't it amazing how... Do you suppose God gets tired of hearing all the griping and complaining about everything? Yeah, I'll tell you. I honestly, if Brenda, when we first met, if somewhere along the line she didn't say, "You're really awesome," or something like that, I probably wouldn't have been quite as interested. Or if she'd have told the truth and said, "Your car's a piece of junk." I mean, seriously, God wants to hear us praise. He wants us to praise. In heaven, understand, they're saying, "Holy, holy, holy." What's the thing Christians gripe about more than anything? I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about good folks. You know what we gripe about as much as anything? His holiness. Because we don't want to be told what to do. Come on, help me out a little bit here. Some of you, don't be scared of your wife. It's okay. She'll feed you today. We're griping and complaining about God saying, "Here is what I expect. Here's how I want you to live." And we get all bent out of shape. "Well, you know, God, you know, we don't want any rules. We want to do our own." No, God knows that if we do our own thing, we'll mess up our own life. And God tells us, "Here's what you need to do. Holy, holy, holy. Thou art holy, God." And we praise him because he's holy. It says, "Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness." Amen. And we're so afraid of his holiness. We're so afraid of doing right and what is right and somebody telling us what's right. It's crazy because we let it rob us of praising our God. Psalm 9:11, sing praises unto the Lord. Sing praises. That's what our song service and our specials, that's what they're all about. It's to get Him here to work in our hearts, to guide us into the truth of the Scripture. It's to make Him feel at home here in what we call His place. How do we make, well, the way we make Him feel at home, we gripe. Instead of testimony time, we have gripe time. Right? Great idea, isn't it? You know, all right, who has a complaint? Wait, I don't mean that. We don't have time right now. Amen. You say, preacher, nobody. Oh, yeah, it's church. And it's sad. It's so sad. That's why, you know, hey, who has a praise? Boy, I'll tell you what, honestly, if we ever did really have, okay, who's not happy about something? Hands would go up everywhere. Right? But who has a praise? Who wants to praise the Lord? Oh, I got something. I got something. God's good. God's good. Amen. I'm trying to help you. Psalm 51:15. Oh, Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. What do you say? He said, if you just open my lips, I'll praise you. Have you ever thanked God you can talk? Did you thank God this morning that when you opened your eyes, you could see? We have some folks over here who can't hear. But those of us who can, did you thank God you can hear? Huh? Amen. I have glaucoma. I'm losing my vision again to some extent, but I can still see. When's the last time you thank God you can walk? When's the last time you thank God that you're pain-free? You say, well, I'm not pain-free. When's the last time you thank God you haven't always been with pain? There's so much to praise God about. Psalm 35:28, and my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. All the day long. All day. It's what Craig just sang about. Honestly, it's how much do I trust God? Where I can, if things don't go the way I want them to go, and I'll be honest with you, in my life, things don't go the way I want them to go a lot. I get it all figured out, and God says that isn't how it works. What are you going to do? I'm going to praise God. I'm going to praise God. Why we should praise God? Because that's where He's the most comfortable. Do you need Him or not? We'll get to that. Number two, why we don't praise God. Why we don't praise God. Here's why. Go to Romans 1, verse 21. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I want you to see it. Romans 1, verse 21. Here's why we have such a hard time praising God. Romans 1:21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Okay, what is it about our life that we really did? Did you bring yourself into this world? Did you give yourself life? Are you keeping yourself alive? Do you plug in? You're alive, though. Do you understand how fragile? I talked one time about being able to watch my... I had a heart catheterization. I was able to watch on the screen the little valve doohickey things. And, you know, I know they have an official name, but I don't know. But anyway, they're just little wiggly things, and that lets the blood in, and then this one lets it out, and it has to do its thing while this one's not doing its thing. And one opens, and that one closes, and then that one opens, and that one, and it just keeps doing that. And my heart beats about 60 times per minute, and which is slow, but it just keeps doing that. Are you amazed about that? And yet, we just kind of, you know, well, I'm something. You're nothing. Do you understand? We can't even control that thing. They now, God has allowed us to figure out a pacemaker. He let man figure that out. Isn't that something? Some of you, your heart, I mean, it goes real fast. Sometimes it goes real slow. Sometimes it goes thump, thump. Then it stops for a while. Then it starts again. Thump, 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 thump. Then it stops for a while. And God has allowed us to put a little doohickeys thing in there that controls all that. And that same little doohickeys thing, it'll zap you every now and then. Keep that thing going right. Isn't that something? And we think we're something, don't we? Huh? And you keep going. You keep breathing. And the oxygen, it takes blood to all the parts of your body, because without blood, you'll die. And it all just keeps working while you sleep, while you eat, while you do your thing. Shouldn't we praise God? It is amazing, isn't it? It really is. It's amazing. But we don't praise God because we're not thankful. Because in that whole process, we want to gripe about our heart. Or we want to complain about our body. Or we want to complain about where we live. Or we want to gripe about some circumstance in our life that just didn't work out the way we thought that it should. Or we want to get upset at God because, well, I have to wear glasses. Or we want to get upset, well, I have to wear a hearing aid. Or we want to get upset at God, well, they don't like me. Or whatever it might be. And the truth of the matter is, we're just not thankful because somehow things just aren't the way we think they ought to be. And yet, can you make a heart? And better yet, can you stick that heart in something minus a battery and just keep it going? I can't. Scientists are trying. They can't. We bought something. We went to the cemetery. It was a year ago on Thursday. Brenda's dad went to heaven. And we went to the cemetery. And Angela bought little lights, little solar power lights to put by the headstone. And I just was amazed. I mean, I've known they've had those things. They used to be very expensive. Now they're not expensive at all. And that little light, you know, that as long as the sun's shining on it, that little light at night, which we haven't gone, I don't usually go to cemeteries at night, and I'm not real sure, again, I don't understand all that, but anyway, that little light, as long as that sun shines on it, it's going to provide light. It'll light up at night, and that's just amazing to me. And yet, you know, we haven't figured that out with our heart. Okay, need a little extra sun today. It's running a little slow. It doesn't work. You know, I could put solar panels on my head. They'd get full exposure to the sun. Do you understand? Hey, why wouldn't you be thankful today? Seriously. Why wouldn't you be thankful? Well, I'm getting tired of the brown floor. Come tonight and watch it get colored. Amen? It'll be great. It really will. I can hardly wait to see some of the things, Christian things. But... Well, you know, I just don't like the weather, and I don't like... Look, listen to me. We need to learn to be thankful. And when we are thankful, we are able to praise God. The whole thing of why we don't praise God is because in our hearts, we are not thankful to God for what He's done, and we become vain in our imaginations. We somehow think we would be better off if we were the ones that made everything happen. I got news for you, folks. You and I would not have a clue. We wouldn't have a clue. I am thankful for everything, every day God gives me, every opportunity God gives me. I'm thankful. By the way, sometimes we forget who we are. We forget where we came from. And we need to realize it's because of God's mercy. It's because of God's grace that we're Americans, that we're alive, that we can serve God. We were made to praise the Lord. Number one, why we should praise God. Number two, why we don't praise God. Number three is simply, we were made to praise Him. God made us to praise Him. The whole idea, the reason that we quit praising Him was because of our own sin. The reason Adam and Eve, they're having a wonderful time with God. Can you imagine in the Garden of Eden, everything is perfect. Everything is exactly what a man would want, what a woman would want. It is perfect in the Garden of Eden. And Adam and Eve are having a wonderful time with God. They're walking with God in the cool of the day in the garden. They're looking around at all the wonderful things. I'm talking about here's a banana and they could eat it. Here's an orange and they could eat it. I mean, here's anything that they want. Anything they need in the Garden of Eden, and everything's great. And God simply said, there's just this one tree that you can't. You're telling me I can't. And we have been getting bent out of shape over can't since the beginning of man. Just because God said, you can have everything here. Couldn't we have just thanked him for the fish dinner? I mean, the fish. Couldn't we just thank him for the cows and T-bone steaks? Couldn't we just thank him for the beauty? Couldn't we just thank him for the bananas, the oranges? We could even thank him for cucumbers and tomatoes and spaghetti. I mean, we could thank him. Some of you aren't even smiling. It just blows my mind. But we could just, come on. I can't have that tree. I want that tree. Why can't I eat from that tree? Wait a minute, you can have anything in here that you want. And you know what? It came down to what Craig sang about. It's just, I trust you, God. If you say that tree is not for me, I don't need it. I'll go eat a banana. If you say that tree is not for me, then I'll go have a piece of pumpkin pie. Amen. Yeah. But we couldn't do it, could we? And you know that ever since, because that's how we were made to praise God. But just one thou shalt not. It just ate at man. And you know, we want to blame Eve, fellas, but I got news for you. It didn't take a whole lot for Adam to give in to. Because he was wondering about it too. All it took was two people to talk about it enough. And pretty soon, yuck, 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 murmur, 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 murmur. Right? And pretty soon they're eating the fruit. Why? Because they stopped praising and they started griping. And that's exactly what happened. And they went against how they were made. How do you know we're made to praise the Lord? Look at 1 Peter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. By the way, common sense would tell you we're made to praise the Lord. What do you mean? Well, because somebody, if a man can build a zoo and they don't put the polar bear in the Australian exhibit, hello? If a man can figure that out, I mean, it seems like God is going to, if he's going to make creatures that are going to worship, he's going to make creatures that are made where they can praise him. Don't you dare say today, well, I was born a grouch. No, you weren't. You've chosen to be a grouch. Right. Well, circumstances of it. No, circumstance. Don't make that an excuse. You've chosen to gripe and complain. Amen. Amen. It has nothing to do with circumstances. There's people in this room right now that have far worse circumstances than you do and have had far worse, and they're praising the Lord. Amen. No, we can't do that. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. I'm hurrying. 1 Peter 2, 9, it says, but ye are a chosen generation. There's something. We're chosen. Amen. Wouldn't that alone be something to praise the Lord over? I think so. A royal priesthood. That's pretty good. A royal priesthood. A holy nation. A peculiar people. That ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. How in the world can we walk around looking like our lower lip, we're going to trip over it? How can we do that when we just find out God made us to praise him? It's all good. Look at Psalm 100. Psalm 100. I often wonder how people think we're going to respond to the rapture. This rapture is wearing me out. I'm so tired. Psalm 100. Amen. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Well, you know, preacher, I can't hit all the notes. You don't have to hit the notes or the notes. You have to make a joyful noise. You know, it. Pray God loves it when somebody gets up and they can't even hit the notes or the notes. Amen. I mean, God, you it doesn't matter if you know. You just praise the Lord. I don't like Amazing Grace, but I can't sing. Well, sing it anyway. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Amen. Well, I love Victory in Jesus, but I just don't know the notes. Amen. Oh, victory in Jesus. But what are you saying? Victory in Jesus. I think God has a scrambler to make it all come back to Him good. Amen. And in harmony, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. If you got on your bus today, hey, how's it going? Go home. You know, and start over. You said, I'll just go home. Anyway, start over. Come before His presence with singing. When's the last time you did that? Early in the morning.
Well, not until I get my coffee.
Maybe you ought to start with a coffee drip, IV, every morning. You know, before you get out of bed. Great idea, right? Know ye that the Lord, He is God. There's a good start. He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. By the way, it is He that hath made us, and when you get before the mirror and say, you ugly. Hey, God doesn't make junk. He made you. And He made you the way He made you because that's exactly how He wanted you to be. How about if you just praise Him for the way He made you?
I don't like my ears.
You know, they don't look normal. What is normal? Ears are ugly. All ears are. There is not a cute ear. There is not a good looking ear.
I don't like my nose.
There's not a good looking nose. Folks, seriously, we turn off the television, quit listening to what everybody else says, get in your Bible and find out that God says, I want you to praise me, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise, be thankful unto Him and bless His name. And when we get on our knees and we start out in prayer, hey God, You are so good. Amen. That's good preaching. I like it. Praise Him. We were made to praise Him. We were made to praise Him after we sin. Look at Isaiah 12, verse 1. Isaiah 12 and verse 1. We were made to praise Him anytime, all the time, every time. Isaiah 12 and verse 1. And in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise Thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Hey, that's when I'm going to praise You, God. You know, we want to get mad. Oh, God, you're chasing me, and I don't like it. Hey, it's time to praise Him after He chastens you. We ought to praise Him after He does a great work. We ought to praise Him when we're growing in Him. There's several verses. We ought to praise Him in victory. We ought to praise Him after a defeat. We were made to praise Him. Here's why. We were made to need Him. We were made. Hey, John the Baptist said it very well. Without Him, I'm nothing. Great big zero. I'm nothing. We're made to need God. Look, when you go soul winning, the toughest people to talk to are people that somehow think, I don't need God. I don't need God. But the best visits, any soul winner will tell you, the best visits, somebody that just lost a loved one, somebody who just found out they're sick, somebody who just lost their job, somebody who's going through a tough time. Oh, man, you knock on their, oh, I was looking for somebody. You know, oh, I need God. I need God. Listen to me. I don't care what your circuit. You could have $20,000 in your checking account and $200,000 in your savings account and have IRAs and everything else. And you know what? You need God. And the truth of the matter is, I preached about it last week, you can have all kinds of money and all kinds of things and everything else. And when I mean, seriously, God simply says to your heart, stop. It isn't going to go. We need him. But we were made to need him. By the way, that's why he gave us the law, so we could find out we need him. Because I said this in Sunday school, there is a way to get to heaven. It's called perfection. And guess what? We all failed. How do we find out? He gave us the word so we could see that we failed. So we would say, oh God, I need you. Amen. We're made to need him. It's automatic. You failed. I failed. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I cannot save myself. Wait a minute, how can we get to heaven? You're telling me joining the church won't get me to heaven. It won't. Baptism won't get me to heaven. It won't. Putting money in the plate won't get me to heaven. It won't. Wait a minute, all these things, they won't get me to heaven. No, they won't. What will? Him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. God, I need you. We're made to need him. And it doesn't end at salvation. We're made to keep needing him. Amen. Do you know, sometimes we start thinking we're something.
Yeah, I got some money in the bank.
You know, we start thinking we're something. And you know, we don't think we need him. We were made to need him. We were made to trust him. It says without faith, it's impossible to please him. So he made us to automatically depend on him and trust him. Come on, how many times you feed your dog and you say, here, Fido, eat. And he just looks at you. Eat. By the way, Fido, when Fido gets hungry enough, he'll eat. That's why I don't like cats. No animal's going to snub whatever I feed them. Cats do. They do it on purpose. It's like they're saying, they look at, sniff it, walk away. Stick their nose up and purr at the same time. Anyway. Look, we're made to trust him, to depend on him. And I got news for you. Your guts growl enough, you eat anything. And you say, God, I need you. I need you. God says, well, I provided for you. And you get hungry enough, you'll appreciate it. We're made to trust him. We're made to praise him. Made to praise him. God made you and I to praise him. That's why, you know, so many Christians are out of whack. Because we listen to so much garbage and junk throughout the week. And I'm telling you, be careful. If you have found some Facebook friends that just praise God a lot, just stick there. Just stay there. Because I'm telling you, there's so much junk that is so negative. Well, we don't like this, I don't like that, I don't like this. And if you're hanging around people that are like that all the time, I would find another avenue. Because we're made to praise God. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, know ye not that you're the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? He's there. He dwells in me. What in the world kind of slime and garbage do I take him through day after day? Because he doesn't just hear what I say, he knows what I think. Oh, I need to be praising him. I've tried to make it a practice. Well, praise the Lord for years, trying to just keep praising God. And it does not matter what the circumstances are, we need to praise the Lord. We need to praise him at church. That just makes sense. And yet I see so, you know, it gets away. And again, I'm not talking about running around the building and swinging from the chandelier. That's not praising. That's making a scene. I'm talking about just praising God. I'm talking about sitting with a thankful heart that, hey, we have nice, comfortable pews. It could be 85 degrees in here. You say, it is. No, it's not. It's 80. No, but there's so much to praise God for. When we were down in the fellowship hall, it kept, you know, I kept pointing out that there are churches all across America that love to have our fellowship hall for church. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. So much to praise God for in the church. And that just makes sense. You know, Ichabod means the glory's departed. You know what that means? That means praise departed. There was no more praise. You say, well, I come to church to get encouraged. Amen. Make this his environment by coming to church praising him. Instead of looking around at what's negative and what you don't like, why don't you look around and say, you know what? God's given me this church. God's given me a place. Praise God at church. Praise God and make it his environment. Nothing is worse in this world to drive God away than griping and complaining, especially in church. Praise God at home. Your kids need to see parents that praise the Lord. You know, you say, well, I don't feel like it. Do it anyway. Amen. And make yourself feel like it. There's so much to thank God for. Oh, I'm just miserable. My home's a mess. Yeah, but listen to me. You need God, and so you need to praise God. Your home needs God. Well, will he take care of all my problems? You know what? He can. He can if you'll let him. Amen. You say, well, you just don't know how it is, but I do know my Bible. And you know, if you praise God and if you praise each other at home, you'd praise each other. Instead of always cutting everybody down and tearing everybody apart. God loves praise. He loves it when you teach your kids to praise their brother or their sister. He loves it when you teach your children to praise your mom and dad. Give them, you know, that's what the Bible says when it says honor thy father and thy mother. It means give honor to them. It means do something that is going to make them honorable and it's going to cause them to receive the glory. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him at work. You know, when I first got saved, you've heard this story, but I remember singing all the songs. I loved the song. They were all new to me. I didn't know any of them. I didn't know any one song. I could not sing any whole verse of one song. But I knew all the songs. I knew different parts of them. And I'd get up, I would do my job at RCA, and I would sing. And sing wrong. But I sang. And I praised God. And it helped my day. I don't know about you. You know, I've never heard anybody say, yeah, I griped and complained all day, and it just made my day. I've never heard anybody say that. Don't know. You know, some of you that try that, you know, give me a testimony about how good that is. Oh, yeah, I griped and complained, and when I went home, I was so glad. Well, thank God for that then. Anyway, praise God at work and praise God in the middle of trials. You know, the song that we sang and what Paul was talking about as we would practice, you know, Paul and Silas are in prison. They've been beaten. The Bible's very clear about how they had been beaten. And so their backs are bloody and the blood is drying and caking on their backs. And at midnight, they sang praise to God. I love that. I love that. You know, there's folks all around. Well, if you only knew what I'm going through, well, is it as bad as just being whipped to just about your death? Is it as bad as being in prison? Hello. I mean, we have a lot of folks preach at prisons. Aren't you glad when you get out? I always like that. I always like, you know, when all those doors click and it echoes down the hall, I'm always glad when the final one clicks that let me out. I'm always glad as I'm looking at the camera, you know, for that last one, because if he doesn't click it, I don't get out. You know, and I'm standing there because you can't see them, but they see you. I often wonder if they don't stand and say, look at that guy. He's making faces. He doesn't know we see him. You know, but click and I'm out. Amen. And have you ever praised God in the middle of a trial? Yeah. Well, I'm going to wait until my trial's over. It's sad because the blessings come when we praise him. That's what the passage says. And we're missing it because, again, I need God. I need God. Peter's got a guard on this side and a guard on this side, and he's caught in between him. He's trapped and he's in prison, and all the Christians are praying. You know, and they're all praying. They're begging God. And Peter is praising God. And pretty soon, God does a miraculous thing and gets him out of there. You say, I'll wait till I'm out. And that's why you may never praise God. Because you need to praise God while you're in. Then he'll get you out. Amen. Amen. Prayer time ought to always start with praise. You've heard of ACTS, the ACTS formula for prayer. A, adoration. That's the first thing. Adoration. God, you're great. God, you're wonderful. God, you're so good to me. God, I don't understand all this, but I know you're God and you're good. And I know all things work together for good. And I'm trusting you and I believe in you. And you've never let me down. And you're always in control of every situation, God. And I don't understand why it's raining. I don't understand why it's snowing. Don't understand why the roof's leaking. Don't understand why it's our fourth carpet. Don't understand why we get to color our floor. I don't get any of that, God. But I know you're good and you love me. And there's got to be something in this thing that is for me and it's for us. And it's good because you're good and you're always good. And that's how you start out. You'd be amazed how you won't have anything to gripe about if you just really get going. I was made to praise the Lord. We were made to praise the Lord. You were made to praise the Lord. No matter what. No matter the trial. No matter the problem. No matter what's happening. No matter what other people say. Quit listening to other people and just listen to Him. Because He made you and I to make Him very comfortable in the area where we are by simply praising Him. Let's bow our heads. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.